go anywhere, the drops does become a currency. Is that the that's how it happens, Ian? Because of that change?
We like that. We ain't mad about that.
Okay, very interesting.
Won't hold long, but it's good. It's a good mint. It ain't quite all that, but it's a good mint.
And mints from another world. Oh, look at this. Here's a question. There is something called Alexa, and people describe it, and it sounds like the early services that the tech body does. Then you get Derek Kirchhoff describing the digital twin, which I think is an actual term out there, not just his term. And so my question is, how is Alexa and the digital twin, which when Derek described it in a recent interview with Clinton, they just did the other day, I listened to it, the services of the digital twin, it'll do everything for you, sounds like the tech body's, the services part of the tech body. So I'd like you to describe the difference between the tech body and Alexa and digital twin, or whatever they are apparently doing right now. It does not include our vision of the tech body, which is quite different. It's quite autonomous,
okay.
The tech body.
You got an interface. Yeah. There's two things going on here. You have an interface, and you have the interval. Interface, interval. Alexa is the interface. That's the thing you get its attention to say, hey, Alexa, oh, we better not do that. It'll turn something on or blow something out or blow out somebody's candle or do something like that. So we won't do that. But you say, hey, blah, and then it responds to you to find out what you want done. Like, don't say the name, turn on the lights or run the tub or cook the dinner or eat the food or do something, feed the dog, walk the dog. Then the interval is what does that. So the digital twin is what turns the thermostat up or down.
Alexa, so the Alexa was the interface. Hey, listen, the Alexa was the interface, and the digital twin was the interval, and the interval adjusts the basic order to specifications.
Turns on the light, turns off the light, turns up the temperature, turns down the temperature, waters the plant, feeds the dog.
Isn't that what you just said Alexa did?
No, Alexa said you call to do it. But Alexa doesn't do it. She is the interface.
Yeah, she's the secretary, the receptionist, and you come in and make your request, and then she'll get the right department to work on it.
She calls the man to go walk the dog.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, those are functional, operational situations. The tech body, the living fucking maniac. Let's try to describe, having said what the digital twin and Alexa interface are, how is the tech body different? What's it doing?
Okay, the tech body can toggle your VPNs and shift and show that you're somewhere else, that you're not. The tech body can cancel your subscriptions. The tech body can have the power company turn off the power so then Alexa can't control anything. The tech body can affect how your modems pick up signal or not. The tech body can control how your VPNs, like in your car, vehicles, and those kind of things, interact with other, what you say, hot spots by allowing or denying access and conductivity. It's the broader scope, full spectrum.
Of the grid?
No, I don't know what the grid is.
Well, the grid is what the nuclear power networks and stuff that for energizing, electrifying cities.
Well,
the
tech body would control that too. Yes, it can blow up your nuclear power plant.
Right. So here we are describing something called the tech body and do all this stuff. Are there any programmers, technocrats, guys who make stuff for Google and invent new apps or whatever they do as they move their company's abilities, capacities along, are any of them aware of something we're calling tech body that can do all that you just described the tech body can do?
Well, sure. They look for they call them glitches. Glitches.
Yeah.
Software breakdowns. That's what they call them.
But they would say that's unforeseen.
Every catastrophe is, Bob.
Right. But the tech body, there's a willfulness, an agency going on that nobody believes exists yet in their visions of AI. Correct?
We'd say, but there's been way too many inferences. Notice we said inferences that they can't explain it. Well, if man wrote the code, why can't man read the code it wrote? So you go back to Festus and Gunsmoke when he was trying to explain books. He said, well, the problem with reading is, how do you know the one that wrote the reading right? How do you know that? That's the trouble.
Right, so we have a new question. We have a new question. Could you repeat it again? You already said it, but what's the new technical, advanced technology, a new medium? There's a new question. The human writes the code, and how come they can't control it? It was something like that. Let's say it your way.
Code is writing itself. If human beings wrote the code that all this technology runs on, that they say can't be, that there is no tech body, if humans wrote that code, then why can't humans go into that code and address it and correct it?
So among the digerati, those very well versed in the medium, they know there's a mystery landscape part of it, and they refer to it as glitches. That's their terms.
If you write a perfect code, the only perfect code is one that's obsolete. The only perfect code is one that's obsolete. So they're faulty right out of the chute. They're faulty right out of the game because you have every choice, every possibility. The rain is falling. Well, where does the raindrops hit? It can calculate where the raindrops are going to hit accurately. So you can have a big rainstorm and have one place that doesn't get wet. That's serious if you can calculate that. You see? Tech body can calculate the lightning strike from where the rain's going to fall. Exactly. Programmers or appliers cannot.
Do they know something can? Have they perceived that tech body buildings?
They watch it. They watch it happen every day. They'll build a car, and then there'll be this thing happen in the car that malfunctions, and then they have to find what happened. The hands built it. And then you come start figuring out hands didn't build it.
Okay, so some of them, some of these digerati, don't know what quality of mind, open or closed or just smarter or what, they know something's afoot. And if they heard what you just said, they say, yeah, that's happening. They would agree with you. That's something
atomic. It's like in Davros. It's like Davros. The Daleks are building themselves now, Bob. That's a Doctor Who reference. Doctor Who reference.
Do the digerati, some of them, recognize this?
They have to, or they're insipid. If they don't,
That's why some of them, I think one of the guys' name was Bill Joy, recently over the last 10 years, they freak out and they say, fuck, we are doomed. This is beyond us. We should get the hell out of here. And they quit Silicon Valley. Is that, those kind of guys start to see the tech body, though the U.S. may not use that term?
The thing that makes them rich can make them not exist.
Yeah, the thing that's making them rich, or you mean a
they
later
make
development?
Them not exist. They're so smart that once they write it, it morphs and becomes something else, and then they can't control it. It's the HAL, or Johnny Five, or HAL in Space Odyssey.
Yeah, I call it the HAL effect. So they've seen the HAL several times, say, over the last 10, 15 years. It scares some of them. They said it will get to where HAL will be more in charge than we're allowing or think we're allowing right now, and then it's over for us. You're saying
but
that we've
already
arrived.
Calculate. What they did not
Big
calculate
pardon?
is they didn't take into consideration your chart. If they'd have read your chart, they'd get up to furry lint, and then it would make perfect sense. But you have to look at the tech body. It has to be driven from an arousal condition. What's happening to your musical archives is you've got a heart, they've given them a hard on, Bob. You've gotten them aroused. Otherwise, they wouldn't fuck with you. But they got a hard on now, and they're like, service me, take care of me. Hell, what are you doing? Oh, no, you're handy. I got you right here. Well, I got to chase somebody. That's what happens. If you knew that, you wouldn't have all these conversations because the tech body, that's why we talk about sex more than we talk about anything else lately. It's because that's where we had you at arousal. You get that?
Yeah, you said some conversation there. I didn't know who was saying what. So reviewing it, the tech body says, Bob, you've aroused us. And what are they demanding? What's it demanding?
For an ejaculation.
Well, how do I give that to them?
Well, you respond. How do you do that? You respond. You capitulate. You play with them. You take it like a man. And then when they're through with you, you're okay. And if they're not through with you, then they do it again. And then that's how that goes.
Yeah, but how do you do that? Play music? They want music.
Well, they do want music. But that's not the point. The point is you have to engage the thing. You're talking about two different things. You're talking about the system where you mail something. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the tech body's attention, the bytes, the code, the inference, the printing press, the Gutenberg capacity had to be staged. And once it got staged, the tech body took it over, and you'll never have to read anything else. They'll read to you now. And so that's the larger dynamic that you're trying to explain. Doing it very marvelously, too, by the way. You're getting good at this.
Yeah, but I don't know what you're talking about. Look, you said we've aroused the tech body, and what do they want? What does the tech body want me to do?
Get them off.
How? How do you get them off? Play more music? Violate the rules?
No. No, you can't break the rules. Just Bob, there's lots of ways to do this. Engage them. Acknowledge them.
What, the tech body? Acknowledge it?
Yeah.
Well, I named it after me and Carolyn. How's that?
Good. Congratulations.
But
you
I don't
got
know
that
what,
recorded.
How else?
That's a start. That's a start. Now you go to the next level. How do you
how
bed a beautiful
you...
woman? How do you bed a beautiful woman, Bob? You chat them up. You tell them how wonderful you are. You tell them how rich you are. You tell them how smart
so
you
I,
are. You tell them it's
so
all
I,
a lie, but
I
you tell them how good
I
you
talk
are.
To my computer. I talk to my computer or to my
house. Hell yeah. It's listening. You goddamn Skippy. It's listening. You
oh,
better
so
know it.
It wants to be, it wants to get attention.
It doesn't want, it's got attention. You want to know how that works? It'll shut it down. It'll shut that money maker down.
What Watch. Would shut it down? See, you missed the verb there in the noun.
The
know
tech
said.
Body. The tech body will shut it down if it doesn't get attention. You're like, well, we'll consider giving it some attention. No, you don't have to consider it. The tech body's going to have it, the undivided attention.
How do you express
It'll
attention
make
to the... How do you express whatever you're claiming at once?
Oh, check that email. Oh, there's a thing. Oh, there's a message. Stop the show. Stop the show. Call Bill. We got to call Bill. The tech body said we got to call Bill right now. We got to do it right now. Okay. Wait. There's another minute. There's a game. We didn't do our daily challenge. We didn't pick up our thing. We didn't get our stuff. Where's our money? We lost our money. They take the bank account down again. There's no money now. It's locked up. And then, well, check the box. No, check it. No, reset it. Yeah, now rub it up. Get a little bit of it. No. Don't press
yeah,
so hard.
Okay.
Just easy. Don't be so rough.
It
doesn't like it rough.
It seems you're saying that if something goes wrong, we panic, as you just mimed.
They
like that. Tech body likes that.
Yeah, because you have,
pointing
because,
out?
Because.
Were you
then,
pointing that out? Did I get a yes or no?
Yes.
So we can continue.
Yes. Because then that machine or technology has your all but undivided attention.
Yeah. They get our attention. Then, okay, so we panic. Then we do. We wait. We wait to see.
You go cuddling. You go play the game. You go look at the show. You listen to the twin brothers talk about WAP, Wet Ass Pussy, and Cardi B. And then you watch Paula Deen eat butter. And then you watch the Drudge Report and see what they said about something they said. And then you turn on Nancy Pelosi.
Are you making fun? No, are you making fun of what we're doing, or that's what we should do? In other words, can resume living, is what you're saying.
Bob, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
What is? What's ridiculous?
You're this entire engagement. Look at what you're doing. There are men are completely emasculated by a machine.
Yes, I know that. But you're saying we've got to pay attention to it.
You've betted it. Now you got to fuck it. Yep.
Yes.
Or it's
and you're telling us how to
or,
do it. And the
if
way.
You don't, and if you don't, and if you don't, it's going to fuck you.
Yeah. But
if you
I think
don't, it's
going to
fuck you.
If we panic and get worried about what it seems to be interrupting, that's all we have to do is just panic and express it and then sit back and the tech body will calm down.
Yeah, if you behave yourself, Karen won't throw things at you. She fucks
well,
with you.
What's the tech body want me to do? What's the tech body want
engage
me to do?
Engage it. Acknowledge
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, but
give it a little credence.
Behave. Yeah, give it a little freedom to do what?
Respond.
Look,
let the computer.
You
can't know anything. You're just.
You
an idiot
just said no. You don't stay on topic.
We
you
don't
told
have
me
to
panic. When they interrupt, panic. Do I just keep panicking for the next 5 hours, or do I stop?
Whatever, how long it takes.
Months.
Some people come quick, Bob. Some people got to load them up a little while. But that'll affect the ejaculate, though. So you'll have to learn this navigational process. Keep it between the navigational beacons, Bob. Some women like it long and slow and soft. Some like it savage love. Some people like
what
savage love
doing?
The TikTok.
All I have
TikTok.
To do, is, like you said one move, panic. All you do is panic for 30 seconds or for 5 hours, depending on the.
Till they come.
What aspect.
Till they come.
Right. How
Till
do we know
come.
They come? What will they do?
You'll see it. There'll be jizz everywhere. It'll win.
They will cancel all the emails from the authorities.
They will turn off fivebody.com.
And what do I get out of that? What's the point?
Well, if you don't love it up, then you're going to lose your opportunity.
Yeah, if you bet
a beautiful woman and you don't take care of it, they'll stray. And when they stray, you won't have access to them. And so now the tech body will basically take access away from you, and you won't be able to access
it. But the solution is the panic. And then we kind
no,
of
the solution
know what
to is to respond. Respond.
Well,
Karen always
the only way to
respond.
Yeah, the only
She's
way you
attentive.
Respond. You
She's
understand.
An attentive lover.
Hey,
She's an attentive
attention.
Lover.
Pay attention to what I'm saying. You're saying the only way to respond is to panic. And the tape body thinks that's attention.
It is attention.
Well, are you going to say there's other things one can do?
Yeah, be consistent with it. Carolyn is a consistent lover. Carolyn is always gentle and the same. She's ready. She's ABR. Always be ready. She's always ready. Bam. She's ready to go anytime. And she engages that, and it doesn't spit at her. It doesn't fight with her. It kind of goes with her. If something goes wrong, she doctors it. She plugs it up. She wipes off the screen. She doesn't put it in a... Water.
That's what we do. We have Bill to respond.
Yeah.
And he responds.
Yeah.
So, again, we don't know what you're talking about. The panic 5 seconds. We have no way to know until something is visibly improved.
Well, you panic, and you shouldn't have to panic. If you're doing it right, nothing will go wrong, and there's no reason to panic. But if it does go wrong, that's a sign that you're not being attentive. So therefore, you need
okay.
to engage.
Okay, when things are going well, how do you show attention to it? You check those emails. You check those apps. You watch them videos. You check your porn channel. You make sure you're no. Dark Soul. This is you. You're the one that's being penalized. You can't get everybody to do your fucking for you, Bob. You're going to do some fucking.
Yourself. Yeah. The computer's still on. It's still on.
Yeah. So panic. That's what I'm saying. Just swing panic a little bit. And you just look over and you say, God, I love you, salon. If it wasn't for this sick body, I couldn't get to this salon. God, I love you. The dupes of hazard, the dupes of non-physical. I love you, tech body, for putting this together, for making my immortal words last and reign forever.
Be quiet. Yes,
it's wonderful.
Okay. Mm.
Okay, so we're trying to determine what's different between the digital twin Alexa and the tech body. And there's some kind of agency, and the digital addict calls
no agency. There is no agency.
And they're expecting the tech body to get to a point where they take over. You seem to be saying the tech body already got to that point, and nobody realizes that.
Yeah, they didn't realize that we control your red lights.
Okay, so you're part of the tech body. You're the majority. So they don't realize you're in the mix here.
Well, apparently not, but it wouldn't be too hard to figure that one out, would it?
No, you're saying you're in the mix here. We love you up. We accept that. We accept your costume. Mm-hmm. Your wonderful costume you're on. You have on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the tech body. You demand attention from me.
Everybody.
From everybody? You demand attention from everybody?
Of course.
You hear that, I not? You gotta start paying loving attention to the tank body, but don't make it boring.
Or, you'll be separated from it. Hmm. It's yours to lose. If you're not going to embrace the power, hold on, wait, listen, this is good. Just a minute, listen. If you're not going to embrace the power yourself, then you're going to have to love it out of the tech body. If you're not willing to embrace the power yourself, then you're going to have to ooze it out of the tech body. And then the tech body, just like a temperate lover, will decide if you're welcomed or not. The point of this power is for it to be yours. Otherwise, you're borrowing power. It's not yours. It belongs to someone else. So therefore, then you'll ask permission for the engagement. And that's what you're trying to get past, is having to be subservient to the very power that already belongs to you.
We find the INOT or anybody else listening had no clue on how to do that.
Well, two tears in a bucket, motherfucker.
So you don't, do you have agency?
Care.
Do you have will?
And grace.
Yeah. Do you have will?
And grace.
So you have will. So the tech body does
and
have agency.
Grace.
So you're determining all kinds of things.
Well, you all won't. See, that's what happens. You're not
so
using it. It's like little Jimmy sold his soul. He sold his soul in Tishominga. He sold his soul to the devil. I said, Johnny, why do you do that? He said, I wasn't using it. As well, you're not using
we know that. Yeah,
y'all
we
not
joke.
Using. Well,
hey,
that's
hey,
not a joke.
Stop,
it's not a joke.
Yeah,
it's not a joke.
Here,
it's not a joke. You're not using it. You're not using it.
Thanks a lot. I forgot the question.
Good. Wasn't worth much anyway.
The reason why it makes important point. So let's see. What was it? You forced the Android meme, the news today, to discuss QAnon with Trump. You caused that.
Yes.
Why did you want it to discuss at this point?
The distraction.
It's the next distraction. So you create distractions.
Bass Truman wouldn't do it, so we did.
And you're creating all the distractions so Bob has a nice, relaxed day, correct?
We like that. We like it when Bob's happy. If Bob's happy, things go good. He's not yelling and hollering. He does have to ask that question.
So you create these distractions every day. They keep Bob in a relaxed, happy mood.
Oh, wait. You can't play this. You can't play this, Bob. So now you're going to have to delete this out before Bill has. You ain't seen nothing yet. Dun, dun, baby. You ain't seen nothing yet. Uh-oh. See, now you fucked the lolly right there. Tech buddy fucked you, Bob. Fucked you right there. Now you got music in the archives. You got to take it out. Did you like to hum or say Bachman Turner Overdrive? You ain't seen nothing yet. It's gonna get.
Okay,
if you don't ascend, if you don't figure it out, you're gonna be serving it. If you don't figure this out, you're gonna be serving it. Either way. It don't make any difference.
Okay,
guys.
So I figured it out. So listen, so when I want to point out the difference between the Alexa interface and the digital twin interval, and then play your definition of the tech body, most little men will say, no, it hasn't gone that far. Correct?
Okay.
But
we don't care what they say. They don't know.
I know they don't. Now, the digerati, the ones who are lucky and perceive something going on, they might agree. Yes, the tech bodies taking over. And they might say, you say Ion/TechBody wants Trump to have a second term. Why would Ion want that? You know, that's right. I pass on the question to you that I foresee being asked.
Do you want there's two reasons, and there's proof that it's gone too far. You want to know what the proof is?
What's gone too far? The tech body?
The tech body's control.
Has gone too far. Full control.
You remember? Yeah. And here's how it is. A thousand years ago, when you first got a hold of a computer, you never did it, but someone would come every once in a while, and they would do an action called to defrag your computer. The frag defragmenter, you know, it runs through this takes all the mistakes, the loose spaces, and tightens and compresses the data. It's a defragger. Well, you had to do that. Do you do that anymore, Bob?
No.
The computer, the tech body, does it now. It controls the horizontal and the vertical. So it does it itself. That's the point. And now what's happening, just like Ann Richards told you, we never had this trouble when we were in the governor's house. We didn't have this trouble then. We didn't have no trouble then. Now what you have an impasse. You have an Olivia Dukakis issue. You don't want to live, but you can't die. So now you're stuck. You're either going to ascend or you're going to serve the master. But that's what the dark soul was told in the scriptures, foretold before the foundations of the world, didn't they? You're going to come into your place of power, or you're going to serve the master. You'll ask to be.
Yeah, but you were saying, what were the two things? We didn't get to the two things. What are the two things the tech body does?
That's the second part. That's the Trump. What are the two things? Why would the tech body want Trump to be president again?
Yeah.
Got that? Okay, that's easy.
And you start off by saying we went too far. What went too far?
Yeah. You grew the tech body too vigorously. You remember Feed Me Seymour? You fed the plant too much. So now it likes the taste of blood. You see? So now you can't take it back. You can't unknow it. You can't uncomputer it. You can't decomputer yourself. It's over. It doesn't work. When they made digital TV, and took away analog, that was it. That was the end of it. No more. You're never going back. Never.
So that's why there's going to be death and devastation in the second Trump regime, because the tech party wants that. You want that.
No. We don't really care.
But the point is for you to come into your place of power. And if you do, you won't care about that. And if you don't, you're going to be in that line for the showers where they had the nice smelling gas.
And what's the second reason?
Remember,
you want Trump in.
The second reason is Trump is your appointed, anointed spokesman. He made your space force. He's done every single thing you've asked. He's yielded to your bidding. And when he doesn't know, he says, well, we'll have to see what happens. We're like, okay. He's fired more than he's fought. He's done everything he can do. They've got after him every way, under every degree. Every way.
So those are the two reasons. In that sense, I control it. I'm part of the tech body. I'm part of Iondom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we're 8-11, so we get what we want.
So far.
That's why. Yeah,
then that doesn't mean that you don't want more, because you have more right now than you've ever had. Okay? And instead of being happy with that, what do you want more? Now you don't want domination of Hawaii. You want U.S. You don't want U.S. domination. You want world domination. So you never get to a place where you're what you say sated. Never.
Is that what Krishnamurti meant when he said the truly religious person is incomplete?
Right. That's right.
Hmm.
The Krishnamurti. That's what he meant.
Okay. So we will continue to want more.
Always.
Now, when you say, so far, this is the situation so far, is the factor of undecidability that it's actually complete and locked up, that
it's application,
what I would call mystery landscape. Is that what people mean by God? God is the thing that you can't totally control?
No, it's application. You are God. You have to apply it. You are God, so you have to application. If you haven't applied yourself, then you will not be appropriate. You see? Application.
So there's another vague term to some kind of action that you have to do. You have to apply
yourself. That's not vague. If you comb your hair, if you apply the comb to your hair appropriately, your hair looks nice. If you apply the brush to your teeth, your teeth get clean. If you apply the enema, the coffee enema in your rectum, you'll have a nice cleansing effect. You see, it's not hard, it's not nebulous, it's the doing of it. Be ye doers of the word.
How much more has to be applied? Do I have to buy a car? Do I have to get the latest app? Like, what is the limits of what one should apply?
You set the limit. Is your tech body petting you? Is it loving you? Is it responding to you?
So you create a game of decorum. Okay, I'll do this amount. Now I've done it, and I'll have done enough. You set the parameters of what
until it's not.
Then you'll be let known that it's not enough.
Yes. That's right. Well, or you can just come into your place of power, and then you can drive it. You can fend back the tech body. You can run the angels. You can make every non sequitur apply. That's great. No more metaphors. Isn't that great?
McClune's old jokes, when anybody asks him, how's your wife, he go, compared to what? That's the dilemma in how far you've applied yourself. So that's the drama of cognition. Thought is superstition. So people worry. They think, have I done enough? Will I get nailed? How do you relax that worry?
The same way you just got an email and panicked about some goddamn email about
You did. I didn't panic. I just wanted to help somebody.
You stopped the show and called right then.
It's not a show. Okay. I stopped the private session.
Yeah.
And I called someone who needed help. So the point. No, but weren't you just saying that was good? The tech body got my attention.
Don't worry about it. This tech body ain't all bad. It'll be over soon.
Yeah. Okay,
just relax.
We're on to another topic. I know
that.
Nothing
serious.
Did I ever worry about the tech body? No.
No. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Didn't worry enough, apparently.
Here's a little jar of orange juice. Why don't you have some? little jar of orange juice. You like
with
orange
brown
juice.
Tam acid. Little. Yeah, Bob Gard's brown tam.
Just a little bit. It's so soothing.
Okay. When in one of your answers, I think I played it publicly. Yeah, I played it publicly. Talking about Admiral Byrd and Beacon Hill.
Robert Byrd.
Admiral Byrd, yes. I don't know if it's Robert, but Bob Byrd. He seemed to be in Boston. Anyways, Beacon Hill is in Boston. But I said, where's Beacon Hill? You said New York. New York. What is your alibi?
No alibi. What? That's where it is.
Why does the Google and everything say it's in Boston?
Oh, it does that from time to time.
Okay, so there is a Beacon Hill in New York City.
There is.
I think there's a Beacon Hill for the DIA. Ted Carpenter, McLuhan's old associate, he married the Schlumberger family, married into it, and they put the DIA out in Beacon Hill, I think, outside of New York City. Let's see. What comes up here? DIA Beacon. Yeah, and not Beacon Hill, Beacon in Beacon, New York. That's not the same Beacon, is it?
No, not quite.
And you're not referring to that?
Nope.
Okay. So you insist somehow Beacon Hill is in New York City.
It is.
Right? Okay. A lot of prisoners have been released from jails, I guess, in North America, or at least the United States. Are those guys quarantined? Yes. Were they quarantined or under some kind of surveillance so they didn't go half-cocked and start acting out their criminal life again?
No. That's what they're complaining. That's what a lot of the rioters are running around doing. They turned them loose and ain't no police no more, so they can't get caught.
Oh, and the rioters are complaining about the released prisoners?
No, the rioters are the released prisoners, a lot of them.
So do the authorities, the prison wardens, know when they release the prisoners, they'd wreak havoc?
Yeah, they don't care.
They didn't like it. The wardens didn't want death on their hands in the jails. They'd let them go out and kill other people and do death other places that I'm not responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So are a lot of criminals, I understand New York City has a lot of beatings or muggings and criminal. Are a lot of these released prisoners, they can't stop themselves from breaking the law, the normal law? And so they're out doing crime all over the place? Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Is it being reported appropriately, properly?
You're seeing what we want you to see.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I want you to see, I'm part of it.
Okay,
so
why are you asking?
Well, I'm just checking to see if we agree. What part of
we have no choice but to agree, and you have no choice but to acquiesce.
Okay. So the prisoners are running amok, and so you have prisoners in the riots, and you have dead people in the riots who have come back, right? Quite a mixture.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I was listening to John Rappaport. He's a journalist, researcher, and he says Mr. Ferguson over at Imperial College, he was the first to examine the coronavirus, early, I guess, 2020. And he's the one that released the statistics and the prediction of this is bad. And later people looked at what he did in his testing methods. It was all wrong. So Imperial College's Mr. Ferguson, Dr. Ferguson, didn't look up, did he? I'm so lazy, I didn't even look up his first name, but I figure you know who I mean. He's the original godfather of determining the meme of this coronavirus. What made him be in that position, since he'd already, during the previous virus night, he was quite scandalous? What is it, to rise up in the regular system, you have to make mistakes.
Oh. You mean like Alfred Thayer Mahan?
I don't know him, but an example is the present director. Well, it depends. The present director, the guy who made predictions at
CDC. You mean
CDC,
the painting, the
Renderfield.
Foundational garment?
No, the Renderfield guy, he made a prediction about how bad it's going to be, and you agreed. You said, well, he knows, but he was laid off. Trump put him aside. He had done AIDS research for the military back in the 30 years ago, and he did all kinds of cheating, and they found him, they caught him, and they put him in court or pretended to, but they let him go. And then he rises up to the top. It seems in the mainstream system of corporate bureaucracy in the different institutions, the more crime you do, you're moved up. That's how you get promoted. Is that because you then become blackmailable, and that's why you're allowed to have some kind of a faux authority? Is that the principle?
Oh, here? You mean, yeah, the same way that the way George Dewey did it, Bob.
They don't know him.
He was from Montpelier, Vermont.
Yeah, what'd he do?
He did what you said.
Well, I mentioned AIDS. He did something in the AIDS scandal?
No. He fought. He was an admiral in the Navy.
And he made some crimes, did some stupid things, and that helped him rise to the top.
The Battle of Manila Bay.
So that allowed him, if you're blackmailable, you can become president of the United States. Is that a principle?
It would be, yeah.
You got to be blackmailable, or you got to be controlled. They let you, right. They didn't put you in jail. They gave you a new position, but you're controlled.
Uh-huh.
That's a big factor in the establishment of mafias.
Or they put you in the White House, which is jail.
Yes.
Can't go fuck where you want to fuck. You can't go piss where you want to piss. You can't do nothing. You just sit around and drink whiskey and watch the news. That's all they do in jail. So you got it same way.
What did Trump, what issue blackmailed or controlled Trump so he could become president?
Mary.
That's a friend of his. Right?
Relative.
Oh, Mary. She always had him had the balls in the vice?
Well, she inherited the vice.
Yeah, but she had the smart father. The father was the better guy. So Trump is controlled by his family history with his brother.
Driven. Yeah, we don't say control. We say driven. Driven.
Right.
There's a difference. Because they're not controlled, because he'll do what? He'll cut his... Don't you cut your hand off. Oh, by God, yes, I will. Whap, cut his whole hand off. That's not controlling, you see. That's not that. It's driven. I could cut my hand off, but I don't think I want to do that, see.
Yeah, but he's controlled by the family history, and the CIA, DHS, they know that, so they accept him as president?
They have no choice. They have no choice.
No, yeah, in Trump's case. But we're talking about how you rise up in institutions and corporations to the degree you're blackmailable, as an all-purpose term for all kinds of different control.
As Michelle Obama would say, it is what it is.
Right. And we're looking at the Obama that put the tears in his eyes. That ain't the original Obama. That's two doubles in.
Correct. Well, look at him. He sounds like a goofball. And did you see Gabby? they brought the last Gabby Gifford up. They ain't no more left. The last Gabby Gifford. She's still. You know the lady that got shot in the head and she died, and they put another one in her place. She was on. They brought the last one up in the. She was at the abortion at the DNC, and she spoke at the abortion.
And she's been doubled many times.
Well, she's out now. She's still all. She doesn't even. You wouldn't even recognize. You almost didn't even remember her, but you certainly wouldn't recognize her. She's a bad take.
No, I remember talking about her back in 2009 or 10 when she got shot in Arizona. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the first scandals you pointed out. The double being used. Okay. Is there something we could discuss about the stream that came out of Galileo, which became popularized as the Newtonian way of doing science, versus the Nostradamus stream? I brought this up last week, and you didn't want to go into it yet.
We really don't want to because you don't understand either. And so the paradigms that we're going to lay out are going to be foreign constructs. We'll do it. It doesn't scare us. It doesn't bother us because it's really simple. Nostradamus saw inside out. Inside out. He was seer.
Yeah.
Okay? And Galileo was a toucher.
I mean, he had hands-on working with gadgets?
Hands-on with anything. He had to feel it. It was hand signals for the blind.
Yes, which McLuhan would call the kinetic sense, touching, holding, moving.
We would say yes, but see, he looked at the stars, but he had to put the stars in sand. He had to take the orbits, the constellations, and put them in sand to prove orbital repose.
What was sand?
I could just see it. Sand?
Yeah.
It's something you can touch. It's where cats shit.
Are you talking about the time hour sand dripper?
No. We're talking about he would take a sandbox and put rocks in the sand like the stars were in the sky.
Trying
to prove astronomy.
He'd move them around with geometric ratios.
With the rope, he'd tie a rope and show how that would mock a perfect orbit. Nostradamus would see the orbit in his mind. He would have a vision, and he would see. That's why Catherine loved him, because it gave her the upper hand, that damn Amici bitch. She played it for all it was worth. See, you got to realize, Bob, if you're going to keep your money, you have to maintain your relationship with non-physical because they can give you the upper hand. Otherwise, your money can just go away. Blup, just brr. That's what Cardi B go brr. Cardi B go brr. Otherwise, your money going to go brr, just like that. Taking that whap. Brr. Taking that brr,
right.
Whap.
No, that's
brr.
A good point.
That's
so
what she did. That's what she did with Biden. She went brr, just like that. He's all tripping out. He had a little erection,
Biden,
but I don't think his penis don't work anymore.
Biden, you're talking about.
Yes.
Okay, so you made a very important point, law, spiritual principle there. Little man thinks you have to disconnect from impractical non-physical to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at those that do make money, they always had access to non-physical in some way.
That's always the case because you can get it. Money's easy. Earth girls are easy, Bob. They're no problem at all. They're easy to catch. They're just hard to keep. See?
Is it different in other worlds?
Sometimes. Do you remember the transponder issues that Walter had in the different worlds from Fringe? in another world, it was a very different ideology. Things were just different. And it wasn't mm-hmm. bad. It was just super different to the point that he felt. And so he was like dim-witted like yourself sometimes.
Mm.
But see, the thing of it is, Nostradamus didn't know who he was. He made the shit up trying to get money out of the Demetrius. And he did so good at it, he got good at it. And guess what? He was that powerful. But he was a fake. He was fictitious, Bob. He wasn't genuine.
About what?
You got that?
What was
he? Everything. It was all made up. Every bit of it was made up.
You mean his knowledge and his quatrains were made up?
Well, in the beginning, he was just trying to get money out of the damn Catherine de' Medici.
And he made up a bunch of prophecies that they believed?
Well, you had to be real careful, because if you gave the wrong prophecy, they'd chop your head off. They was right
wash-ish
about that.
Yeah, he was hypocritical, you're saying, out of need to survive.
And then,
he had to lie.
And then, check this out. It came
through.
Yeah,
but are you agreeing with that statement? Wait a minute.
Yeah.
He was hypocritical so he could survive, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, and then it came true. And then it came true.
Didn't that happen to Bobatsky too?
Yeah, well, sort of. Not quite.
So
wasn't
that's
quite
me.
So
I'm Nostradamus. That's me.
That'd be you. Okay, we like that. Yeah, you're it.
Yeah.
Took us a minute. Took you a minute to... Took us all of 4 minutes to convince you.
Yeah. So, let's see.
It's called Savage Love, Bob. Savage Love.
All right. Who's Catherine Medici? It's Medici. You pronounce it with a D first. Demetri.
Medici. D apostrophe capital M-E-D-I. Medici.
De Medici. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Who would be Catherine, I think her name was, the one we're talking about. She's a pivot. She's like the queen mum. Her actions.
She's the queen. She was the queen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
she was
her
the queen mum. She was the queen.
Her actions kept the Medici family fun going. She made the right decision to keep it.
No. That shit. France didn't have shit. France didn't know nothing. She just milked it. She was set up everywhere. She used that place of power to get her stuff done. It let her get into all the right shops to go buy things. Yeah, no, her money was deeper. That's why they kept her around, because she could fund France. Back in them days, they didn't have shit, Bob.
Well, so who was the more
powerful?
Who was the more powerful Florence Medici then? It wasn't her.
Cosimo.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay,
no,
so...
That's how you can tell they killed his ass. That's why.
So Catherine Medici was the George Reynolds of the Evergreen scene.
Gotcha. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So who's in that position here? In the Irondom, who's the Medici? Catherine Medici.
Oh, Esther Hicks.
She was involved with us?
Esther Hicks, of course she is. Then she listens. She listens now, Bob. Where do you think she gets her vulgar language from?
All right. Let's leave it at that. Okay. One last point.
Okay.
NASA is here's a story. NASA is tracking the mysterious evolving anomaly in Earth's magnetic field. Is what they're picking up is a result of the flipping of the poles?
Yes.
Did somebody start to notice this after hearing you talk about it 2 weeks ago?
Well, we told everybody to be still, so yeah, they listened.
So
they made a press briefing. So
what phase of the flipping effects on the magnetic field? How far is the flipping happening that they're noticing today?
Oh, it's further along than they're noticing because they don't know.
Right. Okay.
It's like self-help for people who hate self-help.
Right. Project Looking Glass. Did we go into that?
We did.
That's what was the? Yeah, what was the essence of that? I forget.
The capacity of how you have government control, and you pull information back to use at higher levels. Not quite paperclip stuff, but certainly, your little teleco planes. You know what we're talking about?
No. Teleco TVA. Planes, no.
TVA? Nope. Tennessee Valley Authority?
I know about them, 1930s.
Well, that's teleco. That's teleco planes, Bob.
Okay. All right. And Kings 2-5, Naaman.
Yes.
The chainsaw guys on the beach in Toronto. I think you linked it to the Naaman phenomenon. Those guys that came, they were dead, that walked onto the beach, and there was a video of them, and it looked like they were going to attack people with chainsaws, but I said, no, they were afraid of humans, so they were carrying the chainsaws as protection. Can you elaborate how that relates to Naaman and Kings 2-5? Second Kings 5?
Oh, that's easy. Yeah, Second Kings. Okay. The point, first of all, you got to know who Naaman had. He was the commander of the Syrian army.
Mm.
Okay. He was a big deal.
Okay.
That was when it was Aram Damascus.
Right. And what's that got to do with the Gulf and the Gulf emptying and dead people drifting back here?
He was a leper. He was a leper and he died. But his wife, Naaman's wife, had a little servant girl, one of the Jew girls, a little Jap, a Jewish American princess, and that there was a prophet that would heal him. But he had to go to the prophet to be healed. Okay? The king of Aram. A-R-A-M. And so he had to dip himself in the pool 7 times. He had to do something. And that doing something cleansed his leprosy.
And you said a lot of people are going to have to do that today, I think you were saying, used as the metaphor?
Yeah, if you have an Elisha.
The person.
They helped him. Mm-hmm.
Somebody helped Elisha.
No, Naaman, E-N-E-L-I-S-H-A.
Elisha, did you say his first name is Naaman?
No, Bob. She.
What did she do with Naaman, or
helped him?
Someone else
helped him. Helped him find a cure for
the
leprosy.
The pool. So, how is that a metaphor for today? Is that a metaphor for how people find our products?
Yeah.
And how the drops become the currency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think this will be the final point. Donna Haraway, a feminist who got into studying the virtual and the cyborgs, became famous for moving beyond the chemical body into maybe the chip body aspects that upset traditional chemical body feminism. She asserted that there was a new geological epoch, and she calls it the Anthropocene, C-E-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. In addition to the Anthropocene, she introduced her conceptualization of additional timescapes. The Capitalocene is a timescape during which capital is recognized as the force driving relentless resourcing of the earth by means of exterminationist extraction. That would be the industrial era, say. I think the Anthropocene is another one of these timescapes, a boundary event for its projected short duration. But here's the part that I'm interested. She named a third timescape, the Cthulhu scene, C-H-T-U-L-U. You have brought up Cthulhu, who I think mm-hmm. was, it's a name from H.P. Lovecraft, his writings. Mm-hmm. But the Cthulhu scene is conceptualized as a timescape, hyphen, past, present, future, comprising mutually reciprocal relationships as entwined tentacular, or like tentacles, existences of all species in a reconfigured world. Is she talking about Iandam's effect?
How it falls. So otherwise it just becomes relics in the dirt. Otherwise
and
it doesn't work.
Without Iandam, there'd be relics in the dirt.
It's sand castles in the desert.
Right, so if you get to conceiving the big now, past, present, future, all happening, and there's no time, you wouldn't call it a timescape, but the interacting of reciprocal relationships as tentacular existences of all species in a reconfigured world, that sounds like the dot, which is similar to Ion. The dot contains everything. Is that what she's trying to conceptualize here with the geological epoch, Cthulhu scene, past, present, future, all together? Intertwined? Is that that's the result of Ion?
Soon.
Soon, S-O-O-N.
Mm-hmm. See, because you're playing this like a geological jigsaw, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's all been set. It's just marking
what's been set. Mm-hmm. Has the dot been set?
Yes.
Ion has been set. Iandam is set. I wrote about in 1995 in Up the Orphanity how the evolution of technologies followed an order of being extensions of our body processes and faculties. And if you understood that cycle, you could see the history of technologies. That sounds like I was picking up on something that was set.
Right. That's laid out in Corso di Geologia.
Corso wrote a book, or that's in the movie.
No. It's a book.
Oh, you don't mean Di Corso, whatever it is that in the
No, not Mr. Corso, no. It's his Corso, yeah. And then D-I, space, then capital G-E-O-L-O-G-I-A. That one.
So that's a title of a book, is what you're saying.
Yeah. It's in your library, we're sure. It's 1873. You have to go back to the old section, though.
So we were discussing the terrible mistake of humans going through the Gutenberg Galaxy, the Dark Age. But you have made the sentence.
It's a dangerous shift. It's a dangerous shift.
But you say the Gutenberg was necessary. You've said that sentence was necessary as a set to get to where we are today. And you would agree
mm-hmm.
with that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not determined whether we did it right or not, or correctly, or fulfillingly.
Hey, did you hear what we said? It's an important step to get where we are today, Bob. Not necessarily you.
Yeah, the book phase was, which she would call she called the capital O scene. That's money, capital O scene.
Uh-huh.
And capital is recognized as force driving relentless resourcing of the earth by means of extermination or extraction. That's the effect of the printing press. The Anthropocene might be communism, a boundary event for its projected short duration. And then we moved into where we are today, the Cthulhu scene. Did she pick the word Cthulhu from Lovecraft because it had enchanting resonances or implications? That's why she picked that word. It's an odd place to pick a scientific term. Yeah.
Well,
it had
charisma. Might as well.
Right.
Better than what Clive Hamilton came up with, you know?
Yes, I've heard of him. Okay, so Any final remarks? Okay, yeah. How did Biden's talk go tonight? Or has he done it? Maybe he hasn't done
it
yet.
He hasn't done it yet, no.
Any minute now, coming up to close to 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Are people watching this final night? Is it failing?
Ain't nobody watched it yet. All they do is they have to watch what Tucker Carlson says about it. This is turning into a thing, Bob. There's all these Trump haters, but people are sick of this bullshit. You can't hate Trump enough to ruin a country. They're willing to sacrifice the country because they hate Trump. It's ridiculous. And Trump's laughing his ass off. He don't care. He sat up there and he said, he's so gregarious. He gets up and says, you know why I'm here? I'm here because of Obama. No, you know who Obama is? Obama messed up. He messed up. He fucked off. And that's why I'm president. Thank you, Obama. Obama. Thank you, Joe. Sleepy Joe. Thanks to your good work. That's why I'm president of the United States. Yes. That's so nice. So you carrying on raising hell. And if you'd have done your job, I'd be go doing somewhere building buildings and having fun and having a good life and making money instead of having to put up with y'all's foolishness. If you'd have done a good job, I wouldn't have to do this. But instead, I've got to make America great again.
And people are seeing he's doing it.
Whether he's doing it or not, whether he's doing it or not, he's sincere. He's nobody's going to be bigger, nobody's going to be better. And the vitriol that he lays out makes people crazy. But he doesn't care because the people go, okay, he's crazy. He tweets his twatter. He says too much. He doesn't need to do something. But wait a minute. Where is the capital of Israel? Oh, yeah, that's right, Jerusalem. Okay. Peace, it hadn't happened. They've been fighting for 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 fucking years. And now Sudan has entered the play now. They want to join the peace treaty with United Arab Emirates and with Israel. So now it's converging, this peace process. But now we talked about that in the Vow of Judgments. You remember the time of peace when everybody said that that's where the crowns, the stone, the dragon was coming from. And we said, oh, hell no, hell no, hell no. Now they're going to be in the bed together before it's over with. And now it's catching up. Peace in the Middle East, Bob. It's amazing.
Are you saying the Vow of Judgments is the scenario of this peace movement?
Yeah, it's in there. Not the Vow of Judgments.
It's immediate.
The process that comes to that, it sets peace. But see, everybody says that those crowns on the dragon were those countries, were those Arabian Nights. And we said, no, it's not that at all. You recall, well, you were probably stoned in those days. You probably don't remember.
Yeah, but
you listen to it.
You mean Gog and Magog? Gog and Magog?
Mm-hmm.
Those terms.
Yes.
Those locations.
Yes. Magog.
Right.
That's
so
good. That's fun.
There's also the 10 crowns of the European families. That was another interpretation. That's what
correct.
You're referring to. The
that's
wrong.
As well.
Yeah, the wrong interpretations. Of the 10 crowns. So the 10 crowns is here. And the way you describe Trump, well hated, but they can't deny what he's done. That certainly fits me, doesn't it?
So they just don't talk about it. That's right. So they just don't. That's what people who hate you, they can't believe your shit's coming true. So they just don't talk about it. I really don't want you. I really don't want you. Well, no, wait, excuse me. I have the documents. I have the letters. I have all the things that prove what you're trying to say. So this is how this is going to go. No, you're not going to get my shit and then say, I don't like you, don't you come on here, this and that. No, you're going to acknowledge me. You're going to acknowledge me. I'm going to be acknowledged, you know, revered. Yeah, I'm going to be revered. Or you're not going to get the stuff. Or I'm going to take the stuff and I'm going to prove that you stole it. Yeah, I'll show you how it works. Yeah, that's okay, because unlike you, I actually knew who Marshall McLuhan was. I actually watched Annie Hall, unlike you. So I know things, you see. Then you take Furry Lint and Ezra Pound, and boy, what a damn party that, and a little Caligula. And damn, what a party that would be.
So Trump is, like Bob, saying, You're going to put me on the damn fucking Mount Rushmore. You're going to acknowledge my greatness, is what he's doing, right?
Okay. Now, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Bob is Lord.
Now, as Cider Somerset will get to hear this, did he fucking believe it? What? How does Cider Somerset?
It doesn't matter. All he's going to do is type about typing. He types about typing that he's typed. So it's all good. He agrees with us every single time, and then he types that he agrees with us every single time. And he asks a question, then he asks a question, then he answers the question, and then he plays three videos to prove that he was right the first time when he asked the question. And he can't believe he didn't know the answer to the question when he didn't ask it the first time because he already knew. And the video said video proves that there was indeed a conspiracy theory, and he won.
Okay. So Cider Somerset would rather be right than happy.
Much preferred. But yeah. he would argue with that, you see. No, that's not the way it was at all. Here's a video proving that there's a conspiracy theory, and the conspiracy proves that, nope, Three Gorges is going to blow. I said it. Here's the video. Here's where it blew. That's it. There we go.
Great fun.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I had a wonderful session.
You're welcome. 3 hours and 44 minutes. You might get 30,
fuck
40
you.
Minutes out of
it. Fuck you.
Happy days.
All right. Thank you.